Good morning. This is Ryan File from the Mail Tribune, and you're listening to the First Thing podcast, where I run down the day's top stories. You can listen to this podcast and others done by my colleagues at mailtribune.com/podcasts. And you can also subscribe on your mobile device using Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Here are our top stories today on Friday, March 2nd, 2018. First up, a woman already facing attempted murder charges in an elder abuse and fraud case involving two Medford seniors now faces new Measure 11 assault charges, alleging she harmed the victims using a combination of medications. Karen Francisca Bolt, 55, made a court appearance Thursday afternoon on a grand jury's two additional charges of second-degree assault, using, quote, opiates and/or benzodiazepines, against the same two victims named in Bolt's complex elder abuse case. Medford police say Bolt mistreated the two seniors in an attempt to place them into hospice and committed aggravated theft and money laundering in defrauding the victims out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. The two additional charges, which carry a mandatory minimum 70-month prison sentence, are on top of the 30 prior felony charges, which include criminal mistreatment, aggravated theft, first-degree theft, and money laundering. Next up, a combined Interstate 5 rest area and tourism information center near Ashland, originally set to be completed in 2009, remains a year away from completion. The Welcome Center on northbound I-5 is now expected to open in 2019 after years of delay as bids for the final building construction phase are due in March, an Oregon Department of Transportation spokesman said. The $12 million project, called the Siskiyou Welcome Center and Rest Area, sits on an 18-acre lot on the east side of I-5, just south of Croson Road near Ashland. The first phase, constructed by Wildish Standard Paving of Eugene, was recently completed at a cost of $6.29 million, ODOT spokesman Gary Leeming said. The phase included drainage, grading and paving of ramps, roadways, and parking areas. The second phase will include the buildings, welcome center, and restrooms, along with a plaza, landscaping, and picnic areas. The facility will feature two Cascadian-style buildings, a 3,700-square-foot welcome center, and a 1,750-square-foot restroom building, according to architectural plans. The building will include an office for Oregon State Police, too. And last up, thieves pilfered the contents of at least 70 mailboxes in the Sam's Valley area overnight Wednesday. Residents along Rogue River Drive, which runs between Highway 234 and Highway 62 near Sam's Valley, started their Thursday by finding their mailboxes opened and the mail missing, the Jackson County Sheriff's Department said. The Sheriff's Department and U.S. Postal Service are working together on the investigation. A large pile of discarded mail, likely dumped by the thieves, was found and turned over to the U.S. Postal Service, the Sheriff's Department said. Police and postal officials will return the recovered mail and are looking to see whether others were affected. Police are seeking property owners in the area who have surveillance systems that might have photographed the mail thieves. Police have already located some cameras but are looking for others. And that's it for today. You can check out full versions of these stories at our website, mailtribune.com. And be sure to follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have a great day.